With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The death toll has risen in Monday's deadly shooting of law enforcement in North Carolina. Reporter Jim Kress has more from Charlotte.
Monday's tragic day here in Charlotte has now left four law enforcement officials dead in the line of duty, including a U.S. Marshal. A Charlotte-Mecklenburg police officer died in a local hospital Monday evening here after being critically wounded by a high-powered rifle in the hands of a felon. Four additional law enforcement officials were also wounded in Monday's shootout. This all happened when the U.S. Marshals Task Force was attempting to serve a warrant. The felon, who shot the law enforcement officials, was himself shot and killed by police and U.S. Marshals. Jim Kress, Charlotte.
Also at SRNnews.com, pro-Hamas protesters dressed in black, faces covered, have stormed Hamilton Hall at Columbia University in New York and have barricaded themselves inside. They've hung a Palestinian flag outside a window. Police used pepper spray as they made more arrests of pro-Hamas protesters Monday at the University of Texas. And the protesters at Columbia ignored an ultimatum to leave or face suspension. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance spoke on Fox News Sunday about the protest.
I don't know if you need to call in the National Guard. Maybe you just call in the police, right? This is often framed as a free speech debate. Everyone accepts that there are time, place, and manner restrictions. These guys have the right to peacefully protest, even if we criticize the message. They do not have the right to set up tent cities on our public spaces and turn our cities into garbage dumps. That is what I think we should not allow, and I think the police should be able to handle that job pretty easily.
Healthcare chain Kaiser Permanente says patient tracking technology used by the company was transmitted to third-party vendors and may have included some members' personal information. This is SRN News. The question is, how often do you pray?
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking that question to Americans, and it turns out that 48% of us pray privately outside of worship services at least once per week. 34% say they never pray. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to pray regularly, 82%, followed by black Protestants and Hispanic Protestants. Older people pray more than the young, Republicans more than Democrats. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist delegates overwhelmingly endorsed a constitutional amendment seen by advocates as a way of diffusing debates over homosexuality that are splitting the American church. It seeks to do that by giving rulemaking autonomy to each region of the International UMC. The plan would establish multiple regional conferences, one for the U.S. and others covering areas ranging from the Philippines to Europe to Africa. This is SRN News. The week on Wall Street starts with gains.
Stocks edged higher as Wall Street prepares for a week of potentially market-moving news. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its best week since November. The Dow rose 146 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.3%. Amazon and Apple will report their latest results this week, along with roughly a third of the companies in the S&P 500. The Federal Reserve will also announce its latest decision on interest rates on Wednesday. The Fed is widely expected to leave interest rates alone for now. The U.S. government's monthly jobs report will come out on Friday. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.61%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A deadly tornado outbreak in the nation's midsection claims the lives of at least five people over the weekend. The fatal tornadoes led to massive destruction in some towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma, and Minden, Iowa. More details at SRNnews.com.